There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from another star in glory. In fifth grade, I was in a class that put on a production of Macbeth. This was an annual thing. My brother had done it 2 years earlier. Only one problem. My class didn't have enough people, especially guys. There were maybe 9 kids in the class, but only 2 of them were male. Okay, when you think of Macbeth, who do you think of? Yes, the 3 witches and Lady Macbeth are female, but pretty much every other character is male. Obviously, we had to do double casting, and my teacher tried very hard to work with what she had, but it was challenging. Once we thought we had it all worked out, until the last scene, in which Douglas had to duel against, well, himself. But after much shuffling and recasting, we finally had it. Everyone had parts in which they didn't have to talk to themselves in a scene. Except Lady Macbeth, of course, but she's supposed to do that. And somehow, I was Macbeth. Now, I'm no actress, let alone actor, but I tried my best. I spent hours and hours on the bus memorizing, practicing saying Montulius, a word which I still have a hard time pronouncing, and silently envying Clark, who had been narrator 2 when his class had done it. I felt that I was cast wrong. The other girl named Emma in the class was the best actress. The only reason she wasn't Macbeth was that her identical twin sister was Lady, which might have been confusing for the audience. I should have stayed in the wings, where I belonged. I should have gotten the part of narrator 2, just like my brother. I might have had the dedication to the part of Macbeth and the literary love for his character, but I didn't have the acting skills or pronunciation, the knack for memorization, or the ability to convince an audience that a pipsqueak fifth-grade girl was really a murderous, raving king of Scotland that I was supposed to be. In the environmental movement, it is the same way. We often feel that God has cast us wrong, that we don't have the talents or skills for the job he has given us. We prefer to be a Macbeth in the wings. But that's not where we belong, not where he's told us to be. He's told us what our part is, whether narrator or lead, and we should be that part. That doesn't mean that he won't use the gifts that he's given us, that we're naturally good at, but it does mean it's a possibility. As is often said, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Star differs from star in glory. What has he called you to do? Has he asked you to be a leader? Has he asked you to narrate? Or has he asked you just to be in the audience as an active listener and educated citizen? Whatever he's asked you to do, do it. What if the sun had decided that it would really rather just be the moon? And what will happen to the ecosystem if a Macbeth of the environmental movement decides he'd really rather be in the wings?